What's up, girl?
Hey, girl.
Oh, you better start talking. I know you spent a little time with Jussie Smollett, who plays Jamal.
I spent a lot of time with Jussie Smollett, who plays Jamal.
Okay, let's talk.
Okay, here's the only thing, though. There's so much out there already about season two, and my first question to him was, what can we expect in season two? And he says, well, you know I can't talk about that. And I'm like, true. But it's already out there. Can you confirm some things? He just wouldn't talk about it.
He did
talk about, though, that so many stars are jumping on. He doesn't think it's going to be a detriment because he says they're not playing themselves.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, he's like,
we don't
you know,
need it to be
Patti
flooded.
LaBelle and Snoop Dogg playing themselves because
right.
of, think about it.
Well, yeah.
Who else are they going
to
play?
Yeah, they have to. But when it comes to the acting roles,
right.
they need to be careful because everybody wants on the show.
Did you see the latest one? Vivica Fox.
I saw that. She's going to play Cookie's sister, right?
Vivica A. Fox. Remember I was calling her Queen Blackdress last week?
Sure was. But you know, I think
she
that's a good
Cookie's
selection.
Older sister. Yeah, I think
it's a good selection.
It's a nice mix
and
of
and it's nice to see her back. You know, yeah. the main,
and
know, it, the main
it's a
team.
It's a nice mix right. of temperament for the actresses playing this great. Role because Cookie's sister wouldn't be some shy retiring wallflower.
No, and we and know then, Vivica Fox can
right.
get down.
And Tasha Smith can too, who
exactly.
plays her younger sister.
Yes.
So it's like really the three of them came from one womb. That poor mama tired.
And that's believable though.
Right, it's
they're
believable.
They're feisty. Well, let's go on with Jamal and
I know you got some
pictures. They look great.
Right, he was at an AT&T store.
Okay.
It's a Studio Live VIP tour that they're doing where they can request different people to sing.
Right.
And so he was at the AT&T store for an exclusive group of their customers. And they had a meet and greet session with him after he performed like four songs. He did a live Q&A.
How did the song sound, girl?
He's awesome live.
Because
people don't realize he was a musician way before
That's right,
this.
He was a musician before.
And I talked to him about the duality of the role, like where does Jamal end and where does he begin? A lot of him is in Jamal.
Wow.
But as he puts it, his dad ain't no billionaire.
Well, and but the same thing with the one that plays Hakeem. He was a rapper before the
right,
show. That's why he's so believable.
Exactly. That's right. So and they're like...
Great.
I asked him about being the unofficial spokesman, him and Yaz, because he's like, well, Empire is about the music, and they are the music, so
they
that's why.
The
I mean, he teased me about using big words, asking the questions, using SAT words, and he's like, you so deep, like my Angelo, and I'm like,
you so deep.
I know. I was like, I'm just going to take that as a compliment.
That is a compliment.
I'm used to people teasing me about my vocabulary, but here's the thing. Unlike some stars I've interviewed, he didn't ask me to break it down for him in quote-unquote English.
Mm-hmm.
He teased me about it, but then he answered my question.
He's pretty deep himself.
He is.
Our little activist.
Yeah, he's an activist. And he said, and I love this quote, he said, why talk in front of 2 million people and not have nothing to say?
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah.
He realizes that platform is there right now.
He has multiple platforms. So every time he's on an awards show, he says something about inclusiveness or love or Black Lives Matter.
Because he knows
or
there's
whatever.
Millions of people watching.
And millions of people are identifying with him, and he's affecting change and affecting people.
He is
people
such a positive
just
role model.
By the what he's positive. Doing, and then the fact that when he came out, you know, the character he's playing and his personal life, he's changing lives.
Yeah, and he's such an open book. I mean, on Twitter, he responds to his fans.
I just wanted to put him in my pocket.
Well, he's in there now.
I know.
And you make sure you tweet.
I am.
At Still From The Hip.
Yes. It turns out that another Dallas connection, we have Wendy Calhoun, who is exec producer, who graduated from Booker T.
Right.
How about Jussie Smollett's aunt? His aunt, I'm sorry, lives in Dallas.
I say
Dallas.
Aunt, I'm from Ohio.
I know, I say aunt.
Whoa,
I'm from
in Dallas, so that means he might be making return appearances.
Yeah, because his aunt's right
he's
here.
He's got family right
he's
here.
He's got family here, and she was in the back, and I was like, dang, Dallas, you can't.
We need her Twitter handle so we can
tweet everywhere. I wonder if she's having a party, a watching party, a viewing party for the Oprah.
I wonder if
I've been
she has
trying
a Twitter
to find one.
Too.
I've only found one, and I don't want to talk about it yet because I want to see if I can. I want to give it another week and
give
see if I can find some more. But I've only found one so far.
Well, you know, they are gearing up.
Yeah.
They have on September 12th, which is this Saturday. tomorrow, they are going to do a live performance, do a Q&A. It's going to be Yaz, Jesse Smollett, and Saraya McNeil. And this is going to be, it looks like, on the internet.
Yeah, they've done that live stream before. Okay,
that's right. If you go to Fox.com, it'll take you there.
Yeah, it'll take you there. Yeah. It's an Empire premiere event because the DVD is coming out on the 15th. That's Tuesday, right?
That's right.
And then the show is on the 23rd.
We got the show on the 23rd.
And we already know the, they've got the name of the first episode out. Mm-hmm. We know that Marissa Tomei is going to be introduced.
That's right.
Her character is a billionaireess. And I interviewed her that Friday.
I didn't know if you wanted to talk about that. I'll bring it up.
I'm just going to say that I talked with her, and she said, well, who wouldn't want to be a part of Empire? And she's right. She couldn't articulate much about the role, but maybe there's reticence on her part because she's afraid of what she can and cannot say.
That could be it.
Got the feeling she didn't know a lot either.
Ew.
Maybe she just reads the lines
they put in
front of her.
She was not well prepared.
Maybe, perhaps.
But
I don't
something
know.
She just know, just she, like Jesse Smollett.
Right.
You just...
She said that she had been on the beach hanging with her family, so who knows, maybe she was on the beach with Mai Tais.
Or, well, she could have got too much sun or something.
Swim up bar.
She'll never talk to you again. Okay, so anyway. Sorry.
I'm not mad at her because that's what I would have been doing too.
Well, let's move on because I do want to hit on the have and have nots. I don't know if you saw.
I've seen it twice. Right, girl, I caught up and now I'm watching.
So we have
twice.
Two more episodes left, and that's going to include the finale. Now, somebody's going to die.
Somebody's going to die.
Who's dying?
I think the most expendable character is Wyatt. But that would be sad.
Two kids?
That would be sad because both their kids would be dead.
Uh-uh.
But both their kids are boring.
They are boring. Wyatt could really go. Wyatt could have left last season with his sister, and I would have been fine
They could have had a murder-suicide, and that would have given us enough. I'm sorry. But that would have
But I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
They're expendable. They can go.
Nobody likes them. And Veronica better not die.
But you know what
That's
might be?
Wrong.
Serene, the maid.
She needs to go.
Because remember, she even came out and outed, you know.
She needs to go.
Well, what about Candace? It sounds like Candace has found out Benny knows that she's been lying to him about where she's getting this money. And of course, it was some bad blackmail.
What's Benny doing? What kind of security does the law firm have? Benny just was able to walk up in there to the office.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
In his work clothes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, then they showed Q. Q roughed up the social worker.
Not only did he rough up the social worker, then he ran the car through the house.
I know.
He's crazy.
You know, Hannah just got through praising God
that
she has that house that she spent 30 years paying off, and Q gonna run the car through and this explodes. And
her 30 years turned into 30 seconds of
fire. Oh, man, she did the holy dance on that. And
I know. She sang about Jesus again.
Thank you, Tyler Perry.
I know, Tyler Perry.
Have and Have Nots is hot. You came back strong this season because you almost lost me last season.
You know who's trying to come back stronger?
Who?
Shonda Rhimes.
Oh, yes. When does that start up?
Entertainment Weekly. It's in September, too. I think it's around the same
time. Okay, we're talking Scandal.
Right. Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder, Grey's Anatomy is gone. But
it's about to be hot.
All three of her leads were on the cover, had alternative covers of Entertainment Weekly. But the story wasn't about the leads. It was about Shonda.
Ooh, wow.
Because ABC just gave her an entire night.
Wow.
That's just for
her.
And
you know what? I like... how Scandal ended. It ended with a bunch of cliffhangers. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking
She came back
to it.
Strong, thank God, because she almost lost
After
me.
She did kind of lose, she kind of fell off the balance beam. But like,
the Empire's taking this to a new level, y'all. Come on.
But they might be doing some oversaturation with the Empire. I hear the reason they've got Vivica Fox coming as the older sister is because they want to test out a spinoff of Cookie's Family.
Okay. Lee Daniels. Please, I implore you, do not. We can't do that right now. It's too new.
Let's wait.
This is not the Jeffersons and all in the family.
Let's see what kind of groove we're settling in. Because the first season was full of oh my God moments.
But
the second season,
they're
saying that they're going to focus more on character and character development.
Right.
And I want that pace to slow a little bit.
I don't want a spinoff. I'm not ready for that. Let's just not do that now.
No, I don't want to divide my attention, and I don't want to have to choose between the two because my TV viewing is already full.
I mean, I know Fox is trying to ride this, but come on.
But come on now.
So, well, I hope that doesn't happen.
I know.
What else is out there in TV land, what we're watching?
Well, we're watching, you gave up on the Carmichael, so did I finally, simply because.
Is that still on?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who is that? NBC?
Yes.
Oops, my apologies.
NBC is throwing pasta on the wall at this point.
Oh, thank God that's off. I didn't even want to have to tape it anymore.
I know.
It was taking up room.
It was offending your DVR.
I'm like, please. Mine was like, please, Lord, delete that. Get rid of it.
Right.
And I said, no problem.
I'm watching a lot of true crime stuff because I'm getting ready for the Lifetime movie based on the Uptown Slaying that's in today's newspaper.
Oh, no. Oh, Dallas Morning News, DallasNews.com. Download the app. It's free. It's great.
Yeah.
This is about a dentist who was basically ambushed, shot, and killed.
Yeah.
And I don't think I think there's been an arrest made, but they haven't, I don't think,
they
named
think,
the primary suspect.
They think but there's a rival for her affections with some man.
There's an ex-girlfriend that they're mentioning, and I don't know if we named, but
see,
this is so Lifetime.
People are watching too much Snap.
I know.
They are. And they think they can get away with this stuff.
It's so sad.
Listen, do like I do. Watch Snap to glean lessons on how to get away with it.
Thank you. Because she committed something from the cell phone.
Yeah.
Then they took the child's
Isn't
driver's
that the
license.
First rule you learn from Snap? Do not, use the cell phone.
Do not leave a cell phone at home.
Leave a cell phone at
home.
Don't
take it. Because the cell phone can bounce off those towers.
And they know exactly,
where you are.
And don't let anybody else in on it. Do it yourself. If you can't do it yourself, then you ain't got the heart for it no way.
And you can't do it if you have any connection to the person.
I'm mad
you have to be
how to kill people.
Oh. Why are we doing that?
I don't know.
I'm like, you can't have any connection. You have to be a stranger. But it's true.
Well,
there
you know
can be
what?
No connection.
We're not teaching them how to kill people. We're just telling them how to be smart about it if they so choose to do
those
things.
Naomi Martin did a great job on
killing
this story.
Killing is wrong.
Fridays.
Children, killing is
don't
wrong.
Don't kill kids.
Don't kill
That's
people.
That's real bad.
Y'all are talking about a lot. Honey, Donald Trump is off
I know,
the chain
I was
gonna, again.
We talked about killing. I wasn't going to move on to Trump.
Yeah,
because he's killing it
he's
right
killing
now.
He's killing it. He really is.
Okay, so, of course, you know, every week he going to talk about somebody. This week, he targeted Ben Carson. That's the...
He said he's a doctor. I don't know if he's a good doctor. Excuse me?
Is that his name, Ben? I
know
his name, Carson.
He's a lot of things, but
well,
he's a
great
doctor.
He was just an okay doctor. I believe he did one of the first
separated conjoined twins.
Wow. And then he questioned the guy's religion and said he had memorized some verse before rally. They said this guy is ultra religious.
But here's my thing with Trump is that he never digs deep. He's like a bully in a schoolyard with his taunts.
Like, it is entertaining,
right?
Though. You know,
he's like,
is.
I know you are. I know I am, but what are you?
You come after me,
you
I'm know? Coming back. Right. But then he got on poor little Carly Fiorina.
I know.
And he talked about her face and said, there's no way that face could be the face of the next
but
president.
But why is he always denigrating women about their looks? That's my
he's
issue with
that.
Him. Nobody.
He's married to a supermodel, I guess, but he's
still,
been with
her. That's
telling.
Come on now. And everybody's standard of beauty is different. I've seen her.
Well, he criticized Heidi Klum and look at her.
I've seen girls around the way at the bus stop sucking on a lollipop a little better than she does.
No, wait a minute. You just cut the man's wife down?
I'm just saying, if he can do it
Mr. to... Mr. Trump is not me.
If he can do it to other people... Look, I was in South Dallas the other night.
He'll come after you.
I tweeted this out. South Dallas does not ride for Donald Trump because they had a dumpster and somebody had spray painted Donald Trump ballot box.
Basically, put your ballots in the dumpster.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, just, I saw that. I saw your tweet.
And now Bobby Jindal is coming after Donald.
Oh, yeah. He's calling him out. Kanye talking about his hair.
He's coming after him hard.
He talked about his hair.
Yeah, he's like, he's an embarrassment.
And Trump is so vain. All he could talk about was he talking about my hair. He didn't say
Why
any of the other stuff.
Why can't we all just be civil about it? I know it's politics.
But it's fun.
Which my friend calls parlor tricks.
Oh, wait, we got some
tricks.
Breaking news. Fox News is reporting that Serena Williams has lost in the U.S. Open.
Oh.
Ooh, that's too bad.
I really was looking forward to another Serena Slam.
I
her
was
winning
too.
The four majors
Maybe
in the calendar year.
Maybe she was just tired.
Year.
I don't
well,
know.
I mean, that match against her sister had to be emotionally draining.
Yeah, and, let's talk about
and
that.
Venus didn't lie down either.
No, but let's talk
Venus
about that news conference
her.
Afterwards. Serena looked really tired, and I think
she
a photographer or somebody
asked her, why
said,
wasn't
why
she
you?
Smiling?
And then she said these questions basically are stupid. Y'all asking me the same
well,
stuff
look.
Over and over.
Here's a,
I'm tired. I got to get up in the morning.
Tanya, you know like
she
I know.
Sister girl.
You don't ask black women why they not smiling.
She gave them
I
a careful.
Stand.
She said, because y'all's questions are bored and stupid. You're asking the same thing.
I had to tell off a cop one day on walking downtown Dallas. He looks at me, you need to smile. I don't need to do anything.
She copped a sister attitude.
You think your badge gonna make me smile? No, it's hot.
And she was tired.
It's humid.
Why did he say that?
I just played a hard match against my sister. I'm walking on pavement.
And it's an emotional
And you gonna
match.
Tell me to smile? Now, right. I feel that way, and I didn't just pour my heart out on a tennis court. You can imagine how Serena felt. It's a wonder she didn't
I don't know
something.
Why. It's a wonder she didn't throw that mic at
We me. Need to walk around with a sandwich board on Black Woman Rules. Don't touch my hair, and don't ask me to smile.
I know we are probably running all the time.
Period. We are.
We are. But I did want to say this Saturday, there's going to be a march and a rally and a celebration in South Dallas.
The Naturally Isis Natural That's Hair Care right. Parade and Festival.
They call it the 2050 Economic Liberty Braid Freedom March and Rally. Ooh, they might want to tweak that name a little bit. That's a mouthful.
They're celebrating. Right. That's all. But they are.
But God bless the cause.
Right. They are. they're celebrating the fact that right. now you don't have to have all these obscure things right. in order to be able to braid hair.
Right. And they were looking for models, actually. So if you want your hair braided, you might want to give them a call.
They're doing like a braid-a-thon. So you might want to check it out.
I'll be there.
You know, we'll tweet it out.
I'm going to be there.
We now have Twitter and Facebook. We're From the Hip on Facebook. Facebook.com/FromTheHip. And then on Twitter, we're at Still From the Hip because somebody yanked our name.
And do this. I know. And that person only is tweeted like two times.
Two
I'm so
times,
upset.
But Twitter won't let...
But if you have questions for the show, hit us up on Twitter. Yeah. That's probably the best way
for
me.
Or you want to join
Still
the
from
conversation.
The hit us up. We're gonna be tweeting. We're going to do like Jamal does.
Look, or you want to criticize me like my mama does? Come on. I got it. I can take it.
I hope, Mr. Trump, that's not meant for you to reach out to us.
Come on, Donald.
But anyway, but that march and that rally and the parade and everything, that's going to be at Lincoln High School in South Dallas. I'm going to have to tweet at Mr. Trump and let him... Hear this. I got to get back, girl.
I know, me too. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
He going to come after you.